天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家好，我是主持人小环，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。那今天呢，将会是耶稣受试探这个系列的尾声，麦克牧师也将带领我们来探讨耶稣所面临的第三个试探，就是属世权柄的诱惑。那这也是小环个人认为许多基督徒最难克服的一个试探。虽说我们可以放弃世界上的权力、金钱等诱惑，可是在教会的服事中呢，我们却很容易陷入对权力的追求，这也是许多教会出现纠纷的一个根源。好，那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们一起来跟着麦克牧师看看耶稣是怎样战胜这样的困境的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this last in the series of messages on the temptation of Christ.
欢迎你收听耶稣受试探这一系列的最后一次信息。
And I want to begin by saying that some people think that leadership means dictatorship.
我首先要讲的就是，有很多人认为所谓领导就是独裁专政。
Others equate leadership with wielding power.
还有人认为领导就等于展示权威。
But leadership through power alone is an indication of insecurity.
然而单单以权力来体现的领导其实是缺乏安全感的表现。
Wielding power alone is an indication of lack of self-assurance.
单单倚仗权力，说明这个人缺乏自信。
The Bible tells us that the meek will inherit the earth.
圣经告诉我们，温柔的人可以承受地土。
But there are those who scoff at this truth.
但是很多人却大不以为然。
There are those who let nothing stand between them and their grabbing of power.
很多人不顾一切的要夺取权力。
All too often, believers get their priorities mixed up.
甚至有些基督徒也搞不清楚先后轻重。
Instead of serving, they strive for power.
他们忘记了应该以服务为目的，却一心想着要争取权势。
As we conclude this series of messages on the temptation of Jesus,
今天是耶稣受试探这一系列的最后一讲。
We will see that Jesus' third temptation was a temptation to seize earthly power.
我们来学习耶稣所受到的第三个试探，就是关于争夺属世权柄方面的诱惑。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 11.
请翻到马太福音四章八到十一节。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。马太福音四章八到十一节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
In ancient time, high mountains represented the seat of political power.
在古时候，高山往往象征着政权的宝座。
For example,
比如说
，Mount Seir stands for the kingdom of Edom.
西尔山是以东王国的象征。
Mount Samaria stands for the kingdom of Israel.
撒玛利亚山是以色列国的象征。
Mount Zion stands for the kingdom of Judah.
西安山是犹大国的象征。
In Daniel chapter 2,
在但以理书第二章。
Nebuchadnezzar's dream ended when a small stone was carved out of the mountain without hands.
尼布甲尼撒王梦中高大的偶像被一块非人手凿出来的小石头砸得粉碎。
The stone grew to be a mountain.
那块石头变成一座大山。
A mountain which filled the whole earth.
充满天下。
Daniel interpreted this dream as follows.
但以理是这样解释这个梦的。
The mountain is a kingdom that will never be destroyed.
这座山是一个永不衰败的国度。
In this case, it was probably his seat of power.
在这里，他指的就是神掌权的宝座。
From which he ruled over the kingdom of men.
在那里，他要统治世上的万国万民。
From there, Jesus could spiritually see all the kingdoms of the earth and all their splendor.
从这里，耶稣可以看见世上万国的辉煌。
For Jesus to desire lordship over the earth was not wrong.
耶稣要掌管全地，本就是天经地义的。
He is the Lord of all the earth.
他是万国的主宰。
The earth is his.
全世界都属于他。
Psalms 2 verse 7 to 9 tells us so.
诗篇第二篇七到九节已经清楚地告诉我们了。
The Father has promised him the kingdom of the earth as his inheritance.
父神已经应许要把列国都赐给主耶稣作为产业。
But it would have been wrong for Jesus to grab power Satan's way.
但是假如耶稣按照撒旦的方式来夺权的话，那就大错特错了。
It would have been wrong for Jesus to grab power on Satan's timing.
如果耶稣按照魔鬼的时间来攫取权力的话，也大错特错了。
Satan was again tempting Jesus with shortcuts.
撒旦再一次用走捷径的办法来诱惑耶稣。
All that Jesus needed to do was to bow to Satan.
只要耶稣向撒旦拜一拜就可以了。
And that way, he would avoid the rejection of the cross.
这样的话，就可以避免上十字架的痛苦了。
He could have had everything right now without the grief awaiting him in Golgotha.
不需要经过哥哥他的忧患，现在就可以拥有一切。
And Jesus had to choose between two kinds of lordships.
耶稣必须在二者之中选择一种掌权的方式。
He could rule as the earthly kings do.
他可以选择世上君王统治的方式来掌权。
Or he rules God's way.
他也可以选择神所定的方式。
Satan was trying to get him to grab for power the world's way.
撒旦要诱惑耶稣用这世界的方式夺取权位。
The kind of power that is devoid of love.
这种权势冰冷，缺乏爱。
The kind of power that lords it over people.
这种权势只晓得奴役人民。
But you must understand something very important, my listening friend.
可是我亲爱的朋友，你需要明白很重要的一点。
This is the only way Satan knows how to rule.
撒旦只懂得这种统治的方式。
Listen to how Jesus describes Satan's totalitarian power.
耶稣是怎样描述撒旦这种集权专政的呢？
You find it in Luke 22:25.
在路加福音第22章25节，耶稣说，
The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them.
外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
And those who exercise power over them call themselves benefactors.
那掌权管他们的称为恩主。
A leader who is a dictator at his work.
一个在工作上搞独裁的领导。
A man who is a tyrant in his home.
一个在家里作威作福的男人。
Often thinks he is doing no wrong.
他从不认为自己做错什么。
But Jesus said in Luke 22,
但是耶稣在路加福音二十二章这里说，
Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest.
你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的。
And the one who rules like the one who serves.
为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。
For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves?
是谁为大，是坐席的呢，是服侍人的呢？
Is it not the one who is at the table?
不是坐席的大吗？
But I am among you as the one who serves you.
然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
In some churches, ministers are called servants.
在教会里头，传道人被称为仆人。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they prepare spiritual food from the Word of God.
因为他们把神的话语作为灵粮分给个人。
If you are a parent or a leader in your workplace,
假如你是为人父母或一个单位的领导。
You are really a servant.
你就是个仆人。
You are serving those under your care.
你要常常服侍那些在你照顾之下的人。
The world defines authority as power.
虽然世人把权柄与权力划等号。
But Jesus is defining authority as responsibility.
但耶稣却把权柄看成是责任。
And the bigger your authority, the greater your area of service.
而且你的权柄越大，你服侍的范围也越广。
It is easier for a servant to fall in the temptation of grabbing.
做仆人的往往很容易陷入夺权的试探中。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there is a fine line between authority and power.
因为权柄和权力有时候是很难分开的。
And because Satan will constantly tempt us to grab for power.
撒旦不断地诱惑我们，让我们争夺权势。
Satan says,
撒旦说，
If you will just worship me,
只要拜我一拜，
If you will follow my methods,
只要按照我说的去做，
If you will just play it safe,
这么做就保险了。
Then you will have power.
那么你一定会拥有权力的。
Then you can do what you want with it.
你也能够随心所欲。
What is Satan's method of temptation?
撒旦试探人的方法是什么呢？
He uses intrigue and compromise.
他通常利用诡计和妥协的办法。
He uses bribes and threats.
他利用贿赂和威胁，软硬兼施。
And he uses lies.
他惯用谎言。
The Jewish leaders of Jesus' time,
耶稣在世的日子，
were masters of this kind of political manipulation.
那些犹太人的领袖就是这样一些长袖善舞的政客。
So when they saw Jesus gathering large popular support,
因此当他们发现耶稣有大量的群众来拥护他的时候，
they felt threatened.
他们感到受威胁。
They feared the crowds.
他们害怕群众。
In their mind, their new power came with a large following.
他们明白权势来自大量的跟随者。
Therefore, they were expecting Jesus to be like them.
因此他们希望耶稣也像他们一样。
They expected him to flaunt his power.
他们希望耶稣以他的权柄为炫耀。
In fact, they were shocked and confused when he didn't.
实际上，当他们看见耶稣并没有这么做的时候，他们感到震惊和迷惑不解。
But Jesus was working by a different set of rules.
然而，耶稣的行事为人都是遵照另一套的原则规范。
And you and I must follow these rules, which are God's rules.
就是神所定的法则。也是我们今天必须要遵行的。
And when God's rules conflict with the accepted practice of the world,
当神的法则和世界上众人所接纳的规则相抵触时，
we still must choose God's rule.
我们仍需选择神的规则。
We know how Jesus answered this temptation.
我们都知道耶稣是怎样回答撒旦的。
Jesus quoted Moses again.
耶稣再次引用摩西律法上的话说，
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
And that is why Paul in Philippians 2 instructs us to look at the model of Christ.
因此保罗在腓立比书第二章那里教导我们当如何效法耶稣，说
Who being in the very nature of God,
他本有神的形象，
did not consider equality with God something to be grasped,
不以自己与神同等为强夺的，
but made himself nothing,taking the very nature of a servant.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
Being made in human likeness,
成为人的样子。
And being found in appearance as a man,
既有人的样子。
He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus, the second Adam, did not act like the first Adam.
耶稣作为第二个亚当，并不像头一个亚当。
The first Adam did consider being like God something to grasp and grab for.
第一个亚当一心想着要和神同样有能力。
But Jesus became a servant and denied himself.
而耶稣却降卑自己，成为众人的仆人。
This is something very few of us are willing to do these days.
当今时代，几乎没有人肯这样做。
Although Jesus was God of very God,
虽然耶稣本身就是神，
and yet Jesus as man, he taught us an important lesson.
但耶稣作为一个人，他给我们上了一课。
What is this lesson?
上了什么课呢？
Service to God is the best antidote for temptation to power.
这就是对神绝对的委身，是胜过试探的秘诀。
My listening friend, listen carefully as we're coming to an end.
我亲爱的朋友，在即将结束的时候，请听我说。
Power is like a bar of wet soap.
权势就好像一块湿肥皂。
The more you try to tightly hold on to it,
你越想抓紧它，
the more it gets away from you.
它就越容易从你手里滑走。
The book of Revelation gives us a very important picture of what happens to a church when they do not follow the example of Christ.
在启示录中，我们很清楚地看到一个不效法基督的教会结局是怎样的。
When a church strives to exercise power without putting God first, it gets into trouble.
一个不高举神、擅自专权的教会将要陷入许多危机中。
In Revelation 17,
在启示录第十七章，
we see a church compromising.
我们看到一个与世俗妥协的教会。
The compromising church gives away its possessions and loses its spiritual and supernatural power.
这个与罪妥协的教会出卖了他的灵魂，失去了属灵的能力。
At that point, the church would be in an alliance with Satan.
其实这种教会已经与撒旦联合了。
But in truth, the church should be like Jesus.
而教会原本是属于耶稣，与耶稣相似的。
It should be ready to lay aside all earthly ambitions.
教会应该放下属世的野心。
It should be ready to lay aside the desire to take the easy road.
教会应该放弃走安逸捷径的意图。
Only then will the path to heaven open up.
只有这样才是通向天庭的正路。
The Church of Jesus Christ must be salt and light.
基督的教会应该是这个世界的光和盐。
When Christians cease to be salt and light,
如果基督徒不能成为光和盐，
they lose the real power.
就会失去属灵的权柄。
Spiritual power is far more effective than earthly power.
要知道，属灵的权柄远大于这世界的权势。
Spiritual power is far more impacting on society than earthly power.
属灵权柄所带来的影响要远远大于这个世界。
spiritual power will change the hearts and the lives of people.
属灵的权柄可以改变一个人的心灵和生命。
Spiritual power will accomplish far more than earthly power.
属灵的权柄所能成就的远超过世界的权力所能完成的。
For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God alone.
因为经上记着，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
For that is worth everything.
只有神才是值得我们敬拜的。
Jesus refused to grab for power.
耶稣拒绝争夺权势。
And you and I must resist the same temptation every day.
你和我也要防备这种随时可能临到的试探。
It is our prayer and hope that this series of messages has been a blessing to you.
我盼望这一系列的节目可以使你蒙福。
And we always love to hear from you.
盼望你随时给我们来信。
So if you haven't been in touch with us, whether by letter or by email, please do so.
如果你从来都没有写信给我们，盼望从今天开始，不论通过哪种方式，你能够写信给我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
交托，在耶稣的脚前，献上一切所有，毫无保留，我敬拜你。在耶稣的脚前，
耶稣的脚前，
完全相信，完全交托，
在耶稣的脚前。
我们的主耶稣，他是万王之王，万主之主，却甘愿舍弃他的荣耀，屈尊降下，成为众人的仆人。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是何等广阔的爱啊！也愿我们都能够来学习谦卑的样式，彼此的顺服，彼此的服侍，来真正的荣耀神的名。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。Thank you.